Greetings, and thank you for joining me for another episode of Select Board Rewind. It's my opportunity to share with the people of Weston what has been going on in the town and with the Select Board meetings. I am Leon Goman. I'm the town manager for the town of Weston, and I'm here to talk to you about a couple of meetings that were held this week. Let me start with the Select Board's regular scheduled meeting on Tuesday, June 24th, 2025. The Select Board began the conversation in executive session. There were three subjects of discussion in executive session that are not going to be part of the public record. First is the discuss strategies on litigation with respects to the 3A, MBTA 3A Communities Act. The second is with respects to the City of Cambridge versus the Housing Appeals Committee. This is the project that the City of Cambridge and the Town of Weston appealed on the 40B project at 104 Boston Post Road. And we talked with the Select Board on strategies with respect to union negotiations. To the 3A litigation, I can report, as was mentioned in open session, that the town intends to appeal the recent decision by the Commonwealth to dismiss the case that the town and some other towns brought forward on the MBTA 3A Communities Act. There'll be more information on that. I will tell you that we continue to work forward in a path of compliance with the Mass General Law on the MBTA Communities Act. However, we're not going to be able to get there by the time that the deadline comes, which is July 15th. We are in the position of having to appeal. And that announcement was made at the Select Board meeting on Tuesday night. We then went to choose the dates for the annual town meeting and the caucus and the town election for next year. And the dates for those items were announced at the Select Board meeting. The annual town meeting is going to be May 4th. The annual town election is going to be May 2nd, and the town caucus will be March 9th, all in 2026. You will also need to know that the Select Board had to re-vote the date of the special town meeting, which it will now be held on October 15th. Now, that's a Wednesday night, but we had to change the date of the meeting, and we wanted to move it closer to the July 15th deadline to adopt MBTA 3A housing zoning. The date of October 15th was chosen as an early enough date for us to complete our work and inform the neighbors in the community at large and to schedule the public hearings necessary. The select board designated Lisa Rivers as the representative to the Affordable Housing Trust. So she will begin to take on that responsibility as a member of the Select Board. John McDonald brought forward again the discussion on the Weston Alternative Voting Exploratory Committee. And they've carried that item, after a lot of discussions, they carried that item over to the next Select Board meeting, which will be July 8th. They did provide a water abatement request and approval for a property in Weston. And then they spent some time looking at the decarbonization plan, which is a prerequisite for the Climate Leaders Program that the town is looking to apply to. After some discussion, the Select Board did vote to approve the non-binding decarbonization plan for the town of Weston, and that will be sent to the Commonwealth of Massachusetts for their consideration as to whether or not to designate us as a quote-unquote climate leader in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. That opens up the town to a bunch of grant opportunities that we would not be able to participate in if we were not designated as a climate leader. They ended the discussion talking about something they've been talking about for a few weeks now, which is amendments to the appointment process, including the associate members policy. They have been talking about doing away with associate members on the various boards and committees of the town, and they've been talking about changing the appointment policy for those people who serve on boards and committees here in the town of Weston. Let me make some clarification on this. As of today, none of the policies have been changed relative to the appointment. However, we have not also begun the appointment process until right now. The reason being is that the select board are contemplating changes to the appointment policy that would require rotation of chair of the committees on a regular basis, and more importantly, opening up all board and committee appointments to all members of the community, not just those who might be looking to be reappointed for the position. They are working out the language changes as we speak, and I expect that this will be finalized at their next select board meeting. In the meantime, the select board did authorize the town manager's office to begin the process of notifying individuals whose appointments are coming up for expiration and ask them to resubmit letters of intent if they are so interested in doing so. So if you are on a board and committee and your appointment is coming due on June 30th, I would make sure that you're aware you should be filling out the application for your interest in continuing to serve. And that application is on the volunteers webpage on the town's website. We're going to be sending out some further information on this because there has been a little bit of confusion, and I'm hopeful that this discussion will help clarify some of the matter. We ended the conversation on the select board's meeting on June 24th with a consent agenda. There was nothing too much of note there. They are approving a composting program at Landsake and a successor employment contract for our police chief, which will take effect immediately. So all of those items are the things that we discussed at the June 24th meeting. I will also say that 2 days later, we continue to have the joint meeting with the planning board and the select board on 3A matters. And they have set forth a course of action on that. If you are interested in the 3A subject, I encourage you to go onto the town's website where you can watch previous meetings of the 3A working group, which is constituted, as I said, by members of the select board and the planning board. But you can also sign up to get alerts for when the meetings are going to be held. And you can check out all the agendas for upcoming meetings. The town's website would be where you could check those out. Thank you very much for your attention to this podcast this week. And I hope you all are having a wonderful summer. And please know that you can contact me at any time if you have any questions. Until next time, I thank you very much for sitting in on another episode of Select Board Rewind.